Wow. You guys can sit. Wow. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming this evening. What a wonderful crowd. What a wonderful crowd. We are so blessed. So blessed to live right here, aren't we? We are so blessed. Tomorrow is Veterans Day, to remember our veterans, to live in this country that God has given us. It's incredible. We're so blessed to see my parents, my in-laws, that taught me my faith, my values, how to work on a farm, the quality of work. I'm blessed to have my wife who just talked. We've been married now 32 years, four wonderful children, a pizza ranch romance that blossomed. She's the love of my life. My children are here, so blessed to see them every day as they further the kingdom, as they walk in their faith. Thanks for all you do, and thanks for being here. We are, like I said, so blessed to live in this rural community of Iowa. And I wonder, people on the coasts, the big cities, I don't think they understand. But what we have here in small towns is neighbor helping neighbor, families rooted in faith and hard work. This is something that we hold dear. It's something worth fighting for. To me, it's the foundation of what it's going to take to take Iowa to new heights. You know, I've been so lucky, so blessed to wear so many hats in our community. From being a paper boy when I was 9 to being in high school when I worked at the local bakery, the pizza ranch, city administrator, to being right here at Dort College, Dort University now, where I worked through the packing plant, Supreme, logged every night to make ends meet. But that's Iowa. And I see the people that were beside me, my mentors, my friends, who walked along with me on this journey. That's what small town Iowa is all about. But you know, nothing captures small town Iowa like being a volunteer EMT for 15 years. It's like this. When you're sitting in church and the beeper goes off and all of a sudden you see the grocery clerk, the banker, the nurse, the teacher pop up. Before long, you see all these people rushing out to answer the call. And here's the thing. They're not running to help strangers. They're running to help friends and neighbors. And as we sit in church, you know, our chest tightens, right? Because we know somebody on the other end is somebody we likely know. But we show up, we care, and we fight for one another. Friends, that's the way of life that I want to protect. I want to protect what we have here in rural Iowa. I've been so honored to serve in the Iowa Senate. I wrote and passed the largest tax cut in Iowa history. I've been honored to serve in Congress. We're working with President Trump. I helped write the largest tax cut in U.S. history to revive manufacturing, to further agriculture, to give working families more money and create more affordability. I'm so grateful also that the first bill that President Trump signed was Sarah's Law to honor the memory of Sarah Root and to ensure that illegal immigrants that harm or kill American citizens are detained and prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. There's so much important work going on in Washington right now, and it's exciting because I'm heading out here shortly because we're going to open again. But we have an amazing delegation from Senator Grassley to Senator Joni Ernst to Congresswoman Ashley Hinson to Congresswoman Dr. Miller Meeks to Congressman Zach Nunn. To collectively, we fight together We work together to, again, create a better Iowa. But tonight, I just want to tell you, Washington isn't me. I want to be back home. I want to be together with you. I want to be right here fighting and taking this state to new heights. I don't want to climb the Washington ladder. I don't want to be swallowed up by DC games. I want to be right here fighting for you full time, taking this state to new heights. So tonight, back home, I'm excited to officially announce that I am running for the governor of Iowa. Thank you. Thank you. I know these are serious times. They're very serious. Since Charlie Kirk was assassinated several months ago, the nation has been grieving. I've been grieving. The fact that he was brutally murdered for speaking his mind, for speaking the truth. Since Charlie Kirk's death, there's been an awful lot of talk about civility. And I agree. It truly matters. Where I come from and where you come from, when we disagree, we don't yell, we don't scream, we don't shout. We have an honest conversation with our neighbor, our friend, or our family member. My opponent, Democrat Rob Sand, also talks about civility. But here's what he misses. Here's where we are different. Civility doesn't mean hiding your beliefs or pretending that hard truths don't matter. It's not hateful to believe that a man can't become a woman and say it. It's not uncivil to say that our immigration laws must be enforced and our borders must be secured. It's not dangerous rhetoric to say that every life, born and unborn, has a purpose and a value. It's simply speaking the truth, respectfully and clearly. Charlie Kirk understood that. He was respectful, but he never backed down. That, my friends, is leadership. Rob Sand, he won't tell you what he believes. Maybe he thinks truth is too mean. Perhaps he wants everyone to think that he agrees with them. Or maybe he just doesn't dare to stand up for anything. That's not leadership. That's weakness. Iowa needs a strong leader, one who is respectful but honest, civil and courageous, and one that doesn't just go along to get along. If we want to move this state forward, we must stand for truth and stand firm on our convictions. That's what I'll do for Iowa. So here's your choice. When I was county treasurer, every penny was accounted for. Rob Sand, a multimillionaire, turned blind eye to $26 million of misallocated funds that were meant for victims of crime. Small town Iowa, we don't have that luxury. We don't have that kind of money to shrug it off. When I have the chance, I have cut taxes every step of the way, from the county level to the state level to the federal level. My opponent backed liberal donors with his wealthy family, and has opposed taxes every single step. When I've stood up for parents and kids, Mr. Stand stood up for radical ideologies that put boys in girls' locker rooms. This is the contrast. Iowa values versus liberal politics, truth versus slogans, workhorse versus show horse, standing for what's right or not standing at all. So friends, I tell you this because this race matters. Because Iowa doesn't need a leader that shrinks back. Iowa needs a leader that stands tall. And who? I am ready to take this state to new heights. So here's my vision. I want to show you my vision that is so important of how we take this state to new heights. First, our economy. We will make Iowa the most business and ag-friendly state in the country, pushing and advancing agriculture and manufacturing. We will cut and freeze property taxes. My administration will be laser focused on lowering costs for each and every one of you, our small businesses, and our agricultural community. Iowans across this state, when they sit across the kitchen table, will have more money in their pockets. Second, education. We will restore world-class education in this state. This is my passion as I look at my mom and dad. My mom taught in the public school all her life. My dad taught in the private school all his life. My wife taught kindergarten for 24 years, and now she helps daycares and preschools. For our family, education is personal, and we know what it means to teach the basics of math and science and reading and writing. It's not politics. It's not DEI. There's no agenda. It's just taking our kids and teaching them what's right. Third, it's about our kids. We must make sure our kids stay right here working in Iowa, where they can have the American dream just like you and I have, just like my son here who lives in Sioux Center here and works at Interstates Electric. We have to make sure that our communities are thriving, and we want to make sure that when our kids graduate from high school, that there is a skill and a job waiting for them right away. Finally, health care. We will have affordable, accessible, and quality health care, protecting our rural access hospitals and caring for our seniors and families, driving down premium costs. As I noted, being a volunteer EMT for 15 years, I understand how important our critical access hospitals are. I understand what it means to get somebody that's sick or needs urgent care, to get them to a hospital within minutes and not hours. This is my vision. This is how we take Iowa to new heights. So yes, let us be civil, let us be respectful, but let us never be silent in the face of truth. Let us stand up for Iowa families. Let us fight back against weakness and empty politics. And let us build the future on faith, family, hard work, and truth. Because this is our Iowa. This is our way of life. And we will take it to new heights. We are so very blessed, each one of us, to live right here. To God be the glory. God bless Iowa. God bless America. Thank you so much for being here, my friends. Thank you.